all today.
Talk Live, it's the Friday edition, kicking off Hour 2. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're jumping into the calls here. Phones are blowing up. Francisco in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Francisco, what's up?
You two were talking about the Constitution thing.
Yeah.
So, since you know, I've been trying to, you know, get the liberty-minded people in my class to, you know, try to make them understand what libertarianism is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't
make them understand. You can introduce them to some ideas.
Yes,
okay, there you go.
So, you know, I've been trying to do that, and I think it would be a lot better if, like, kids try to explain to them. And today...
As opposed to adults, you mean?
Yeah, because it seems better. Because, you know, today I was in class, and I explained why minimum wage is bad, and one of the kids really got it.
Ah.
And he was like, wow, you're right. You know, so I think...
What point did you use?
Well, I said, okay... If you raise the minimum wage, prices will also raise because some companies won't be able to pay their employees, so they would have to raise their prices.
Okay.
So I said you would be buying the same amount of items with more money.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's pointless. And I said, yes, exactly. That's why minimum wage is pointless. And he really got it.
Right on. Now, was this done in front of the entire class, or
yes,
was it just...
Yes, because my teacher, we're recently studying about the Native Americans and what happened to them with the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
So every time in class, I have something to say, and everyone knows it. So
I think it's fantastic. I think it's great that you're getting the opportunity, or you're taking the opportunity, because anyone who's in high school and in a class that has sort of a discussion format... has the opportunity to make their opinions known. And if you're in a class with 20 or 30 other people, then there's a chance that somebody in there, like you found, is going to connect with the ideas that you're throwing out there. It doesn't matter if a majority of the class agrees. All that matters is that some people might come up to you afterwards and say, you know what, that was interesting. I'd like to know more or whatever. So
right.
I got to say congratulations on taking the opportunity to reach out that way.
Right, and there is this one kid that's like in every one of my classes,
mm-hmm.
and now every time I talk about government or how it's bad, or there should be limited government,
yeah.
he said, shut the hell up.
Yeah, he's sick of hearing it, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, but I mean...
Well, thank you for not listening to him, Francisco. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, that was basically it. Just wanted to say, you know, if there are any like libertarian kids out there, try to get your ideas out to people, you know, around you, in school, maybe.
Exactly. It's a great opportunity.
It is a great forum.
Because really, otherwise, you're just wasting your time. I mean, really, there's not much else going on in high schools these days, so you might as well use it for outreach purposes. Thanks for
fighting the system from the inside.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I know. There's a chance that kids could learn something in high school. Something.
Well, they do learn things in high school, please. It's so cynical.
Yeah, I know. I've learned Algebra 2 and... It's been totally useless.
Yeah, well, I haven't used Algebra 2 either.
Right. Let's see. What else did I learn? I learned how to write a check, but I already knew that. I had a typing class. There was some science stuff.
Lots of history.
It's been irrelevant.
Learned history, and that's fun to know. It's good to know that.
I'm still not too convinced it was worth my while. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. Ike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, well, first of all, I kind of had a little incidental since we were talking earlier, previous caller was talking about Tor. Tor actually stands for The Onion Router, and it's actually supported by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. So basically, it is supported by an organization who stands for freedom and liberty on the Internet.
Great. And this is Tor is some sort of a software package that allows you to anonymize your Internet use?
Yeah, basically what it does is it encrypts something from your computer,
mm-hmm.
bounces it to another computer, encrypts it again, bounces it to yet another computer randomly, encrypts it again, and keeps randomly bouncing around computers, encrypting and then decrypting until finally it reaches one of its outgoing servers and then connects to the system. So basically you have yourself a spaghetti wrap inside of a set of computers.
Isn't the problem, though, with this that it takes longer?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's much slower to use Tor than to just have a direct connection.
So who would you recommend this for? I mean, people that are doing things that really should kind of, people that are doing surreptitious things that they want to keep quiet, or should everybody use this? I mean, because personally, I like my internet connection to be fast, and I don't know if this sounds too attractive to me.
If you're talking, first of all, if you're talking small connections, now talking about web browsing, that'll slow it down considerably.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about things like instant messages, if you're talking about things like downloading your email, that will not really heavily affect your ability to do with those things.
Hmm.
Web browsing, if you're trying to do something that you don't want anybody else knowing about, you can hook up your browser to one of these Tor servers and do that. But that's not really that's going to slow things down, just so
sure.
You know.
Okay, so use it as you are interested in using it. Don't use it all the time, is what you're saying.
You can if you want, that's probably more for the paranoid types.
Yeah, gotcha. Thanks for the update, Ike. We certainly appreciate hearing from you.
Sounds like you, Ian.
No, I'm not paranoid at all. I don't care. I don't care if they're watching me. Really, it doesn't bother me. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Jonathan in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
Good. Just to let you know where I'm coming from here, I'm just, like I said, I'm in Canada. We don't get your program, I don't think, anywhere here on any of our radio stations, not that I know of. So,
no Canadian stations.
No Canadian stations. That's too bad. I think your libertarian message would fall on some receptive ears here in Canada.
Well, you're welcome to call your local talk stations and request the show. There are some American shows that air up in Canada. I don't know how many of the more politically minded shows do, but we don't really fit into that same paradigm as the other politically minded shows in America, so it might fly.
Maybe, and I think also, I'm not sure if any of the, maybe the satellite radio stations carry it, but anyways, like I said, where I've got it from was I downloaded a podcast from iTunes type thing for
excellent.
Traveling on the road, so that's where I've gotten your, so the issues that I'm calling in on, the podcast that I had was from the kind of the May 23rd through 26th, 2006 area.
Oh, I remember
there.
That clearly.
Remember
no,
it clearly, so.
I don't remember.
I'm sure you don't. So it was in regards to Jack Thompson and his crushing of the free speech, as you guys have said.
Yes, Jack Thompson, the attorney known for attacking the video game industry. That guy.
Exactly. That's okay. So those are the podcasts that I've heard, and that would be my only introduction and my only.
Okay. Well, what do you have to say about it?
So basically, I think essentially what I'm coming from here. I think I've studied business in university, so I'm just fresh out of university, new university graduate. So, if what I hear correctly from you guys is that what you're saying is that you're advocates of the free market system, and laissez-faire economics and that kind of thing. And I would absolutely be in total agreement with that kind of a message, given the fact that I've just studied business. However, I would like to make an argument, in favor of, government-controlled substances and that sort of thing. And that would be that, having grown up in Canada, I'm part of a fairly liberal society. I certainly haven't lived a very sheltered lifestyle. But in my lifetime, I've encountered very few government-controlled substances. Having said that, I would go to parties in high school, and obviously there would be alcohol and those kind of things in the area. But obviously, again, given that I live in Canada, I've encountered a great deal of marijuana throughout my life. Certain things like cocaine, And some of the more heavier drugs, I certainly have not encountered that much.
Have
so
you been looking to encounter them?
No, I have not been looking to encounter it. But what I'm saying is that I think government control of these certain substances is obviously working to some extent. So I would have encountered
a lot of it. I will give you that government is controlling them in the sense that it's making them more scarce. Is that what you're trying to say, that it's more scarce?
I think so. And I think
that it's driven farther underground?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's driven farther underground?
Yeah.
So people are less likely to, flash a bag of cocaine to you. Hey, look, I've got some cocaine. I don't know why. It's not like they flash a beer at you or anything like that. Well, the fact that they make it more scarce drives up the price, and the fact that they've driven up the price is what actually puts you in danger every single day of somebody robbing you, slitting your throat for your wallet so that they can get this stuff.
And there's more factors as well involved, and I want to come back and discuss them with you. Hang on, Jonathan, in Canada. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number is 2 why it is that you don't just come in contact with a lot of cocaine. Now, let's look into it. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. There's updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, get signed up for free at updates.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't happy with the two big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
All right, we're going back to the phones. Back to the fun. Jonathan in Canada, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, in the last segment, Jonathan, you told us that you just got out of business school, and in your time in Canada, you're going to high school parties and college parties or wherever it is that you've gone, you've encountered certainly your fair share amount of underage drinking and marijuana use as well, but you hadn't really encountered anything like cocaine use, and you were sort of chalking that up to the idea that there is a war on drugs going on and that you believe the war on drugs has suppressed cocaine use. While, of course, the war on drugs hasn't suppressed marijuana use at all, why do you think there's a discrepancy there before we go any deeper into this?
Well, I think, I mean, first of all, the war on drugs, I don't think it's quite as stringent here in Canada as it is in the States. I think what I see here in Canada is a lot of cops turning a blind eye to a lot of marijuana use, just kind of saying, is this really a fight worth fighting?
Well, here in the United States, I can only give as an example, because these are the statistics I know, there were 780,000 arrests last year for marijuana, and, or excuse me, marijuana, and
80% possession.
That was essentially half of the arrests of drugs entirely. So marijuana outpaced the other drugs combined.
Right.
In arrests.
My suggestion is the reason why you haven't seen cocaine use is, first of all, it's just not as popular as marijuana. It doesn't have anything to do with the war on drugs. It's just, I think most people realize that snorting something up your nose might be a little bit dangerous. It's just not a popular drug like it was back in the 70s and 80s.
They don't like the way it makes them feel, perhaps.
Right, and it just doesn't have the popular following that a more benign drug like marijuana does. Or alcohol. Of course, alcohol is actually more dangerous probably than both of them. But nonetheless, one of the other reasons you're not going to see a lot of cocaine use is partially the reason that Mark mentioned, in that a cocaine user isn't likely to just flash his bag around. One of the reasons for that is because cocaine is so expensive due to the war on drugs, there's a bit of a different attitude between marijuana smokers and cocaine users. If you're around a bunch of marijuana smokers and somebody pulls out a bag of weed, they roll up a joint or pack a bowl or whatever it is they're going to smoke it out of, they'll pass it around to whoever's in the room. It's just something that it's a part of the culture among pot smokers, is to sort of share the weed with whoever's there. That's something
right.
that you've seen, right?
Right.
Right. Well, yeah, no doubt. I mean,
well,
I don't want to get too much. I don't want to get too much into discussion on drugs. I mean, that was just using that as an example.
I just want to explain to you why it is you don't see cocaine. A cokehead, if you're in the room if you're at a party, and let's just say there's 100 people at the party, maybe 5 people are cocaine users there, you're never going to know it, because a cocaine user isn't going to pull out his bag of coke to show it off, because he paid $120 or $150 for that 8-ball or whatever it is they cost these days, and he just sure as hell doesn't want anybody saying, hey, can I get a bump off of that? Because cocaine users don't share their cocaine. They keep it to themselves. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I mean, the real question I want to ask you guys is, I mean, do you really trust anybody? Do you even trust your own mothers? Because, I mean, like I said, I've only listened to three of your shows, but, I mean, everything I've heard out of your mouth has been really, really pessimistic, sort of, don't trust the government, don't trust the cops. They're all bad. Democracy is bad. Everything in this country is bad. And that's kind of the message I've gotten. And like I said, only out of three podcasts. But I think, I'm an advocate of leadership. And I think that there's people placed in leadership either by their birthright, they're born into a family where their parents are the leadership unit of a family. But then there's also elected leaders who are placed there. And I think that anyone who's in a leadership position, generally speaking, gets there because of their level of education, because of their level of wisdom, their level of experience.
I think you're making way too many assumptions about elected officials.
I know, and that's why I said, generally speaking, first of all, to get to that out of my mouth. So, generally speaking, that's why people are in positions of leadership, and therefore, I think to a great extent, they're elected, put there by the people, and I'm not saying democracy is the best system, or I'm not saying it's a great system, it's perfect. I'm saying it's the best system we have, and it's certainly much better than systems we've seen in other countries. So that's what I'm saying. I would rebut that
in that I think, A, that America is one of the greatest nations to ever exist, but I think that it's turning towards tyranny. Secondly, I would like to say that power corrupts. Like, really, It
yes,
does.
Absolutely. Yes.
The more you power you give these politicians, these people that have been placed in leadership positions, the more power you give them, they're going to abuse it. Politics is a game of rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
And there's no leadership
you see it
going
all
on.
All the time.
There's no leadership going on in politics. It's rewarding friends and punishing enemies, not leading people. I don't vote for people because I want to be led by them. If I'm voting, I'm voting to minimize damage. I'm voting to choose the, you know, the lesser of two evils, if I even decide to vote, which I'm
well,
not too excited
I think,
about.
I think
anymore.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that, you know, our modern democracy system has been reduced to it. You know, damage control, as you put it.
Well, that's what happens
think,
with democracy.
But I think
people,
that, I mean...
The people who vote will become to realize that they can vote for the candidates that are going to give them largesse, as Cato said earlier from Tennessee. They'll vote themselves money out of the treasury, and that's when it all comes crashing down. You know, if you think democracy is the best system and everything, that's great. I think the best system is the marketplace and allowing individuals to choose for themselves and not electing people to have power over others.
Right. I mean, you claim that leadership is a good thing, and it sounds fine on its surface. But can you back it up? Can you show me instances where leaders have really done a great job?
Politicians.
I'm not going to make an example of politicians, but certainly of leadership. I've worked in organizations where a good leader has made all the difference.
That's totally different. The whole reason that's different is because that leader is there. Really, you have the option every single day of going in and serving under that leader. I don't have the option every single day of living under the American government. They're here, and if I don't want to play by their rules, they're going to shoot me.
See, that's the difference between a real leader and a politician. Politicians are just people with power. Leaders are people who have been who have a role that has been accepted and approved by a variety of other people. Leaders are people who have gotten their position on a voluntary basis.
Right.
Politicians are people who have acceded to power on whatever basis they've acceded to, whether it be the voting or whether it be just a tyrannical state or something.
So we agree on leadership. You agree with us on leadership. You just don't. We don't agree that politicians are in fact leaders.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, we look forward to hearing from you again, man. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There is nothing. There's no qualities that politicians have that are leadership like. They just get up, they spout off their crap, and they shove it down people's throats, and you either take it or you go to jail. You either follow their lead and do what they want you to do, or you get punished. And that's not the way a good leader works. Good leaders, real leaders, lead by example. Real leaders give people reasons to follow them. And if they leave, then no big deal. We don't have that option with politics. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Friday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're going back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson going once. Johnson.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, in Johnson in Connecticut.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey, this is Jim, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. They had your name in as Johnson for some reason. Jim, what's on your mind?
They arrested Lauren this morning.
Mm. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
What was the situation? Lauren Canario, who has been arrested before in New London, Connecticut, now we're under arrest again. What was the scene?
They were taking the power away from three of the buildings that had been eminent domain down here,
mm-hmm.
and she went to read her book, Red Cell, if that's important. She was sitting on one of the porches there, Michael Cristofaro's old house, one of the seven people who were in the Supreme Court case.
Right, yeah. Kelo decision. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. She was sitting on the porch there reading her book there, and they were boarding up the houses here, and the New London Development Corporation didn't like her sitting on the porch there and had the police arrest her. And I have video of them taking her. She didn't resist arrest, but she didn't walk when they wanted to have her walk to the police car. And
so they were once again forced to carry her?
Yeah, they carried her. And
Where were you when all this went? I mean, if you were around, why was it they weren't targeting you? Were you just not on the porch at the time?
Well, I was behind the video camera. I was actually standing on the property at one point, and they told me they'd arrest me, too, if I didn't step off the the property, so I took two steps to the left, and they left me alone.
I'm curious as to what brought you guys down there. I mean, you guys are pretty much living in the Keene area in New Hampshire. What was it that, encouraged you to head down to Connecticut today?
Well, our landlord down here, Bill Von Winkle, was... he's moving out of his properties, and we're good friends, so we're down here helping him dismantle his buildings and move out, and that's the reason we were here this weekend.
How did, at what point, I mean, if you were there helping him out, then at what point did Lauren realize that she wanted to go take a break and read on the front porch of the house that was being boarded up?
The firemen were down here, and they were watching the electrical people disconnect the power from the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lauren feels very strongly that these houses were stolen. Even though the owners signed agreements, I mean,
they didn't exactly get a great deal.
Well, it isn't that. When a gun is pointed at your head or the power of the government is pointed at you and they tell you, you will accept this amount of money, that is not an acceptable deal.
Yeah, those aren't really very fair bargaining postures, that's for sure.
Not fair at all, not even close.
So she's pretty much the only person at this point who's really fighting a fight down there in New London. Now she's been arrested again. Do we even know what the charges are at this point?
Trespassing, refusing to be fingerprinted. I'm sure she's not saying anything to him. She was supposed to go in front of a judge today, but probably since she didn't get fingerprinted or processed, they're not going to put her in front of a judge. So,
do you think they'll do that tomorrow or Monday?
It's probably Monday.
The word here is Monday.
Hmm.
How are you going to find out? I mean, you just sort of have to keep checking in and finding out what the status of the case is, because they're certainly not going to call you, are they?
No, they're not going to call me, but New London is a very small town, and
I guess you're going to be staying the weekend there in Connecticut this weekend, huh?
Yep.
Well, best of luck, Jim, and of course, we'll continue to follow the case, and if we don't have an update by Saturday or Monday night, hopefully we'll hear back from you, sir.
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call, man. Good luck. 800-259-9231.
You know, it seems like the fight's almost over there in New London. Fortunately, America lost.
Yeah, that's true. We lost our freedom to own property.
Yeah.
And our freedom to possess that property until we're ready to sell it at the price that we're prepared to sell it at.
Right. Isn't it a crazy idea that Americans should be able to own their property until they want to sell it, and they should be able to sell it at the price... If someone was willing to buy it, sell it at the price that they're willing to sell it at?
Apparently, to the Supreme Court, it is. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
I have to thank Jim for that call. I was unaware of this action today, and it may actually alter the plans for my weekend. I may head to Connecticut.
I think you should probably go to nhfree.com, head to the forum over there, and see if there's anything else planned. That way you aren't going it alone. I'm sure there's going to be a group of people at some point that's going to head down there.
Well, this is the thing. There's something going on this weekend that I wanted to alert your audience to.
Okay.
Free State Project Social Life up here. The audience is probably pretty well aware of activism from the whole wide range of non-cooperation to political action.
Sure.
But there's also... excellent, excellent social life. You've heard of stories where there's monthly meetings where people get together, and there are more people in attendance at a monthly, like, county meeting than there are in other places where the whole state libertarian convention meets.
Yeah, it really is. You know, a meeting of just the Keene Free Staters is generally bigger than a state libertarian convention that I've been to, state libertarian conventions I've been to.
A fun thing that's happening this weekend is there's one fellow, he's probably one of the first dozen movers up here, Dave Minson, very, very active, great, great guy. He's running for a local office, and they're having a party for him, and it's going to be somewhat of a fundraiser, probably more of a party, and, you know, hopefully fundraising goes well.
But I got to say that there's a lot of this stuff that goes on. I mean, beyond just just getting together with some of the people, even if there is a political purpose, it's not as dry and as boring if it is politically oriented. It's more exciting. People are really up tempo here.
You know,
they're excited about what's going on.
I have to agree with that, and I'm a discern. You know, I know what it's like to be at a good party. And
dude, here's the fun part. This dynamic here. So this is going on, and coincidentally, we have some great friends that I've met at the Pork Fest. They were a film crew at Pork Fest 2, or whatever the numbers are, I don't know. But they moved here from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, they're having a party for early movers. And it turns out that it's about 7 to 10 miles away the next night, and they've got some land, and they've offered camping and parking, and, you know, just so everybody can go over there. These folks are into their guns. There's going to be good food. There's going to be guitars. There's going to be drinks. Great, great friends. I was going to talk about, you know, people could go to nhfree.com just to see what's happening.
Sure.
There's other places, probably, you know, NHLA on the
political I think it's good to promote all this, and that's good. But I think the important factor here is the reason why this is important. One of the objections
we're family.
You're going to come across,
we're friends. We're just... It's just,
right.
My point is to the audience that the social life, you know, people can hear about the activism, and that is fun in and of itself for some of us.
Sure.
For other people, that's a bit of work. So there's somewhere in between where we can all come together, and we have these parties. There's going to be probably several dozen people at this event that's kind of a, you know, kind of dry political fundraiser, what some people might think, you know, fundraiser. It's a damn party.
Yeah,
the other one, it's going to turn into what I called the guy when I first saw it, when he offered the camping. I said, this is going to be like Pork Fest Junior.
Yeah, right?
Who
Thanks
knows
for the
call, John. We really appreciate it, as
All
always.
Right, on, Pat.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. I think the other important thing about that is that an objection that somebody's going to have, any old person, you know, when you say, I want to go to New Hampshire. Well, what? I don't have any friends up there. My family, my friends, they're here where I live. Well, you'll get new friends.
Yeah, pre-staters are friendly.
Because there's people with the same interests as you politically. They may not have the exact same things that you want to do with your free time, but you'll find them. They're here. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need money to help pay for healthcare costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can vote for the show. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then cast your vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. And it makes a big difference for us because it keeps us up in the top 10 podcasts of the world over at podcastalley.com, which is probably one of the most popular podcast ranking websites. Sort of it's like a podcast directory, if you will. And currently we're ranked at number 3, which that's not too shabby. We like being number 3. But
it was really close yesterday, though. Did you look at number 4?
I'm looking at number 4 right now. Yeah, it is close still. They're like, we're 6 votes ahead of number 4 at this point.
Yeah, we really need the votes.
So if you've yet to vote in September, head on over to vote.freetalklive.com.
And if you have voted in September, please get on your IM right now.
Tell
a bunch of people.
Exactly. We're going back to the phones, to the phone. Call's been going on crazy this hour, Mark. Let's talk to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Mark, how are you doing?
Good, as always, Vince. What's on your mind, sir?
Listen, you know, several callers ago, in between, you were talking about the New Hampshire eminent domain case in New London, Connecticut.
But yeah.
You were talking about leadership and elected politics and who are supposed to be power or leaders.
Yes, it bothers me when people consider politicians leaders. They are not. They are people exercising power over others. They don't fit any of the accurate definitions of what a real, true leader is.
No, they don't. And that's why our forefathers set up our system of governance as to be very voluntary and not to have, a system of royalty in this country like mm-hmm. they did. But the one thing I wanted to point out is I think what you were just talking about, that's why we're losing our freedoms in this country, because we turn things over. You've talked about various issues from, you know, parents and child care to eminent domain here. You know, and I'll give you an example here in Indiana where two people were killed riding their bicycles down the roadway. They were doing a charity fundraiser for policemen in this state,
mm-hmm.
and the driver did not see the people
mm-hmm.
run along about 65 miles an hour, and the prosecutor in this county decides that this doesn't rise to the level of reckless homicide. Now, I know a little bit about the law because I'm a lawyer and I'm an accountant, but I looked up the law, and there's a section of it is in Indiana to be reckless homicide, it has to meet certain degrees, and one of it is drug or alcohol addiction, or, you know, a person driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. But if someone's just plain old not attentive to the situation,
mm-hmm.
see, in common law, you could have been able to process that.
Right.
Now in civil law, they can take the case to court, but it has limitations, and the limitations were placed on by the legislature of Indiana. I guarantee it's the same in all 50 states, you know, where the legislature puts constraints on the judges and the juries that can decide these type of cases. See, and my point is, what rises to the level of a homicide? Or, you know, when you kill someone, if someone kills someone in an auto accident, and it's their fault, what does rise to the level of a reckless homicide?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm certainly not a lawyer, so I don't really know what to say to that.
Yeah, I guess the only course they have is wrongful death in the civil courts.
That's all they can do, but they have, back, you know, several years ago when they talked about tort reform, and a lot of this was passed during the 9/11 stuff,
mm-hmm,
by executive orders, by governors, and the President of the United States didn't do anything about it, but the federal, the House of Representatives and the Senate did, you know, as far as federal courts, and then the state courts and all 50 states and governors signing executive orders.
Well, governors shouldn't have the power to just put these sorts of things into action. The governors enforce the law. They're part of the executive branch. The legislature should be passing these things, not the governors. And, I don't see how the governors can have purview over the judicial system like that.
So you're saying the governor in Indiana passed an executive order that had something to do with what is and what is not considered negligent homicide?
Well, they can pass. What they can do is they can limit the liability reforms as far as monetary damages.
Right.
And harm to the, the families involved.
Under the pretense of limiting what lawyers can make.
Under what they can make as well, too, so.
It's just a bad system all up and down. Vince, thanks for the call. We appreciate
it
as always. 800-259-9231. Speaking of a bad system, AP reporting out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'd mentioned last hour that we're going to have a story about why it is the government, not only should they not be in charge of the roads, but they should also not be in charge of sidewalks either. And here's the evidence. A young entrepreneur's budding delivery business, according to TampaBay's10.com, has skidded out thanks to a ban on scooters in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Yes, Savannah Nelson learned about the ordinance when she was stopped by a policeman while zipping along a sidewalk. Since last spring, the 10-year-old has been ferrying coffee, ice cream, and lunch for shopkeepers like her parents, Brian and Jeannie Nelson.
So she, a little business got started. First, she did it for her mom and dad, and then the next shop over said, "Hey, well, why don't you grab me a sandwich?" And then a little business started up. And and this is what makes America great. You understand that there's laws against her doing this. But the fact that most of these laws aren't enforced, aren't enforced is a great thing, and it teaches kids about real life. Doing this.
Oh, being an entrepreneur.
Customer service.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, now the child has been taught about real life in that the government's going to crack down on your ass if you're trying to make a little bit of money on the side. Her enterprise screeched to a halt late last month when the police officer delivered the bad news. A city ordinance bans skateboards, bicycles, or anything else with human-propelled wheels from the downtown sidewalks. City lawyer Karen McDonald says it's meant to protect other people who want to use the sidewalks because you got to be careful. You got to look out for those 10-year-old girls on their scooters.
Dangerous.
We need to protect people from that. Now Savannah is collecting signatures to petition the city council to change the rule. So she's being a good little citizen, and she has completely put her business on hold. And while she bends over and obeys the government edicts and then tries to beg via collecting petition signatures, beg for the permission in order to make a little bit of money for herself.
It's really ridiculous. I mean, don't they have better things to do than to stop 10-year-olds from delivering ice cream to people and
apparently
getting a quarter
not
in exchange?
Apparently not.
God.
It's just amazing. I mean, we get these stories every 4 months, basically, on the show of some poor kid.
I think it's a little more often than that.
It may be more often. Of some kid under the age of 13 or something like that, who has just been stopped from running their business that they've created for themselves. And this is a real-life lesson for them. Because if you go into business as an adult, and you just open up a storefront,
yeah,
there's going to be, maybe you'll last a couple of days.
You won't get a newspaper article, and it won't be nearly as cute.
Yeah, the bureaucrats are going to come in, and they're going to threaten you because you opened a business without asking their permission first. Because here in America, you don't have the freedom to run your own business on your own without having to ask permission. Because if you have to ask permission, you're not free. You're a serf. You're a slave. Please, mommy government, may I please sell my products to people who voluntarily want to purchase them? That's what she learned. She learned that America's not free. And she's learned that you have to beg for permission to make money for yourself.
Just America. Can't do it. Sorry.
It's despicable. Let's go to the phones. Ryan in Dallas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I'm glad y'all didn't forget about me this time.
You're here. What's on your mind?
Nice little bit of news down here in Texas.
Hmm.
From the Associated Press, San Antonio. A high school assistant principal is suing two students and their parents, alleging the teen set up a web page on MySpace in her name and posted obscene comments and pictures.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Well, suing for defamation, libel, negligence. I can see if it really tarnished her name, but I don't think any reasonable person would ever think that was her. Here's the interesting part.
Yeah.
One of the students also is facing criminal felony charges for it.
Wait a minute. Are you sure it's for that same incident? Or are they just facing felony charges elsewhere?
As far as the story goes, it doesn't specifically say, but...
Yeah, I saw that story, and it didn't make it clear. It just sort of threw in at the end that one of the kids was facing felony charges, and it didn't mention if it was in relation to this case or just mentioning that they just happened to be facing felony charges on something else. They didn't make that clear. But either way, I mean, do you think that you should be able to make a fake profile with the name of your school principal on it?
Well, if I were in school and I want to do something like that and I made it quite obvious that it's making fun of someone, it's parody, it's fair use, then yes.
Well, I wonder what the results of this are going to be, and let us know if you find out. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I say leave the kids alone. If they hadn't brought it up, then nobody would know about the profile. Now everybody does. Hour 3's coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.